At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
He talks football with us. Huh. Dan Wiederer joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. And yes, he is Mark Rohde's co-host of the Take the North podcast. I watched the whole episode on YouTube last night.
Thank you.
Down to the Sean Landetta references. And he's also the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. Weedsy, we were just asking everybody, if you had to describe this team in a single word, what would you say? So what about you?
Resilient.
Good.
Fair.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see a trend here, right? And this is 6 wins in 7 games here and 4 of them with some late game magic. And you just have a team that now believes that it can weather the storm, which is a great thing to have in your back pocket when you don't play very well and you can be a little sloppy and you know that you can find it when the game really matters. And they've done a great job of that here over the last month and a half.
Dan, I look at this game, and we thought they'd need more offense because the defense wasn't probably going to be up to the task. How fortunate do you feel like they were to lose Jackson Dart? And I say lose it, not like the Bears didn't have something to do with that, but to knock him out of the game, because I don't see a path to victory if Jackson Dart's still in the game doing the things that he was doing.
Well, they were going to have to find answers there. He had 306 total yards through 3 quarters. That's a lot of yardage to be given up to a quarterback who's hurting you with both his arm and his legs. It was certainly a pivotal moment in that football game when Russell Wilson came in and certainly didn't look like he was very sharp. But look, there's always a path to victory when the Bears are still within striking distance, and they did a good job of keeping it within striking distance. Look, with 7 minutes to go in that football game, that game is set up to be a massive missed opportunity for this team. You know, the way the offense had played, only 10 points in their first 8 true possessions, and you just felt like they were a little bit lost, and then to be able to find it there down the stretch, it's really part of the team's identity now, and it's not a coincidence, it's not a fluke anymore. It's part of their DNA, and they're going to lean on that as often as they need to.
Our segment with Dan is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It is official for the NFL. The Giants have fired Brian Daboll. You know how we know it's official? Because they've released a statement and they keep saying parted ways. So the Giants statement says relieved of his duties And Mike Kafka, is this Northwestern's Kafka?
I don't know.
Is going to serve as the interim head coach?
That is Mike Kafka.
So let me get this straight. The Bears got a head coach fired and then got a Northwestern guy the job?
Kafka was wasn't he a candidate for the
Bears? He did interview. He was one of the 49 people that interviewed for the Bears head coaching job last winter.
Well, look here. It looks like that interview experience came in handy. What do you think about all this, Dan?
Yeah, the Bears got a coach fired, Dan.
Coach fired by the Bears.
I was honestly thinking about how a year ago we were sitting in these seats talking about Shane Waldron being launched, and then 18 days after that, Matt Eberflus, and how nice it is to be on the other side of this, to be the, to watch the Bears go and be the reason another organization had to reboot midseason. Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News came on the podcast last week to kind of give us the survey of the landscape in New York and felt like this was the direction it was headed. I'm not sure he expected it to be on Monday after this Bears game, but certainly since Brian Daboll won Coach of the Year honors his first year, they haven't been able to sustain much. And that's the secret of this league. And when you can't find enough answers to keep your success sustainable, you run into trouble. There's just so many parallels here to the Matt Nagy situation where you have a great first season, everybody's imagination runs wild, and then you don't really do anything much after that. And then you draft a quarterback and you're launched without a chance to even see his development through. And so again, it's really nice to not have to have that on our plate and to let the folks in New York try to figure out what all that means.
Dan, you said something on the podcast last night when we were recording from Soldier Field that resonated with me. And that was because you took a pause. You kind of took your reporter hat off for a second and said, look, the Bears are 6-3 and people need to enjoy it. And then I looked at myself and said, am I enjoying this enough? Am I too jaded to enjoy it? Will you expand on that with our audience in terms of, because we all know this is not a great team yet, but they are 6-3.
It's a scary city to live in because on the football front, you're just always looking over your shoulder being like, is this too good to be true? You know, like what are we waiting for behind us? 6-3 is going to become 6-10 if we're not careful, you know, and there's just always this anxiety and fear that's there. But Grody, I'll be honest with you. For me, I don't want to overstate this, but like it was a little bit of a Kool-Aid game for me yesterday from the standpoint of what you're getting from Ben and Caleb and Ben. You know, we've talked about them as one entity, and you see that starting to come alive where now you have two people in two very prominent positions capable of giving you exactly what you need from them in game on the line moments. And it just suddenly reduces that trepidation and that fear that you have because you feel like you're in good hands. Standing at Cole Kmet's locker yesterday and hearing him describe his words exactly, the calming patience of Ben Johnson in those late game situations is incredibly profound because it's a guy who's not been around that calming patience a lot during his six seasons with the Bears. And then he gets in one of these situations. He's like, look, like you feel as an offense, like you need to start hurrying up. You need to be in 2-minute mode. You need to start going. And Ben's just, he doesn't panic. He doesn't rush. He's got a very well organized and well thought out plan. He puts us in position. And then Caleb obviously has the confidence and the playmaking ability to go make things happen on his own. And the next thing you know, you're walking out of there with a win in a game where you didn't play all that well. And so like, if you can't enjoy suddenly having a quarterback who's capable of winning games late and a coach who doesn't put you in harm's way when there's games on the line, then I don't know what you can enjoy. And I think that this is a joyride right now that people should really lean into.
This segment with Dan Wiederer, sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Wish I could say the same about the Bears schedule upcoming, but it's about to take a turn, Dan. And
yes and no, I would say.
Well, no, I think this is a perfect kind of ramp up, if you will. Go win a division game, your first division game, win this season on the road, but against the weakest opponent like left remaining in Minnesota, right? So you take a look at what's next for this team, because while we do want to talk about what they've accomplished, and congratulations on surpassing your win total from a season ago, now you're looking at, can this be sustainable? And I feel like we haven't really answered that question, but the potential is there, Dan. You can see it, right?
No question. You're searching for a path to 10 wins, right? Like if we're going to talk about the playoffs and playing meaningful football beyond the finale in January, then you have to find your way to at least 10 wins. And so now the Bears have set themselves up now, you know, if they split these last eight games, that's 10 wins. And so you've got to to take each week's puzzle and try to put it together. They have a tremendous coaching staff capable of doing that. Another big opportunity Sunday against the Vikings team that's a little bit shaken right now. And so you've got your opportunity again to go out and prove who you are. There's a presence to this football team right now, and the best teams I've been around in any sport have that sense of presence of being able to stay where their feet are today and tackle that day's purpose, you know, with focus and concentration. And so I think that's going to serve them well as they go forward. They're not going to look beyond this Vikings game, which will be a challenge, but certainly winnable on the road in a division game. And you're going to have to win a few of these division games. You're going to have to win games against people that are also going to be in that playoff picture. You look at that Week 17 game deep down the road against San Francisco, and you say, boy, that's a primetime game that may have a ton at stake. But just stay where you are right now and try to focus on your improvement efforts and hope that when those days come and those games are played, that you're ready for.
Well, also, Dan, I think when you talk about that that discussion surrounding Ben Johnson, to just also have enough in place around him to where the apparatus seems sound, all of that just seems like very foreign territory from what I'm used to.
And it's why people are anxious, because they're not used to it. Like, and it's like, well, this feels too good to be true. And I don't know that it is, right? Like, I think that the Bears went out last winter with eyes on one guy at the top of their coaching candidate list, and they paid him what he needed, and they got him here. And now you're starting to see the fruits of that. And look, like, I even go back to last Wednesday when Caleb was talking about the energy he gets from knowing he's got a guy like Ben in his corner, right? And so, like, you know, you have a really daunting and challenging list of improvements to make as a quarterback, but you do so knowing you're well supported and that you've got a guy who's as invested in that entire process, if not more than you are. And so it does provide a little of that fuel. And so there's some special stuff happening from the head coach's chair that really gives the Bears a chance to go someplace.
There's something really interesting happening to this team too, Dan, and he is one of the official or unofficial partners of the Take the North podcast. That'd be C.D. Gardner-Johnson. And we were like talking backstage before we came on. We didn't get really too in-depth into it, but guys in sports in Chicago that have just been dropped onto a team and then have made an immediate effect. And I don't know where it goes from here or anywhere with C.D. Gardner-Johnson, but what have you made of his presence? What did you make of his game yesterday?
Well, those two sacks were fun to watch from our bird's eye view, Grody. You saw them coming, even if Jackson Dart and Russell Wilson didn't, right? Like, you're just like, oh man, he's coming off the edge and they don't know he's coming. And then he gets there and it just ignites the entire stadium. It like detonates this burst of excitement. And Dennis Allen knows how to use these guys, you know, these blitzers and time them up and set them free to make plays. I think obviously the forced fumble came at a big point in the game where the Bears needed some life on defense to help them get unlocked a little bit, and they got it. Look, when CeeDee Gardner-Johnson got here last week, or 2 weeks ago now, you have this little bit of fear of, like, is he going to be able to blend in properly inside this locker room that's got a lot going for it? The Bears seemingly leaned into the energy and the edge that he brings to that defense, and they feel like his swagger can be a valuable addition to this defense. Certainly through two games it has been, and now you just want to see that continue down the road. It's down because he sure seemed like an excited player in the locker room after the game yesterday.
Guys, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Uh-oh.
And I've come to this realization.
Layla.
And I don't like the path that I'm going down, and
Layla,
I need you to go down it with me as well, Dan. Doesn't it say a lot about the Bears' actual culture when they're willing to give a shot to a guy that the owner once called a punk, who two Bears had punched in the face, and now he is getting the game ball and giving the post-game speech? Doesn't that say more about the team culture?
So first of all, you're a loyal enough listener to Take the North to understand that I will not use that word until the Bears have a 9 in their win column. They have to guarantee themselves a winning season before I will use that word. Grody knows very well. That's the
I know.
Which word is this?
That's the
How about the
C word?
Oh, the C word.
Thematic approach. How about that?
But so look, like, to your point, Layla, you have a group now that feels like they can take some chances, that they can be a little bit more fearless, that they have leadership in their locker room to keep things steady and going in the right direction. And they're going to trust that until it shows itself that it's not worthy of being trusted. And so far, so good. Again, it's a small sample size, and you want to continue to watch this team build in the direction where this becomes the norm now, and you're not fearful of the roller coaster ride. You're just on a constant ascent.
Are the Bears good?
They're 6-3. You know, they're good enough to be inside the playoff picture. I think here's where I would go with that, Marshall. The NFL has a very big middle tier. The Bears are safely on that middle tier now. And it is really nice to look down at that bottom tier and say, we're not there anymore. Right? Like, I think you can safely say that they've gotten past that with the way they've won some of these games, with the way they've taken some of these, staggering opponents and knocked them down. And so now you just got to keep going through your process. But I think that they have climbed, right? Like, they have climbed from that bottom ugly tier of misfortune and uncertainty to this place where now you can ask the question, are they good? And now they've got, you know, 8 more games to answer it. And we don't have to have the answer today, but we do know that they're 6-3, and if the playoffs started today, they'd be the seventh seed.
Do we believe Ben Johnson, or I don't know if it's a matter of belief, is Ben Johnson right when he says in the cold, which there will be plenty more of for the Bears this year, all the drops yesterday was an anomaly?
Well, you know, I trust him that he hasn't seen that being a recurring problem within practice. And so if he thinks it's a little bit of an outlier, then we'll trust him until it's not. Very, very discouraging yesterday to see that volume of catchable passes dropped. I will tell you that the most impressive play of the entire day was the catch that Colston Loveland made on that second to last touchdown drive. Caleb extends the play. It's the play that's going viral on social media for the block that Darnell Wright had on Brian Burns. But Caleb throws a laser, and it is not directly on target to Colston. It's behind him, and he's got to contort his body, and it's almost past him when he gets his body contorted. And somehow he brings that football in. It's a huge catch. I'm actually writing about that play for tomorrow because it is a moment where you have three top 10 picks showing off top-tier talent in a high-leverage moment, and it's a reason you win the football game because the guys that you invested in highly in the draft contributed in a big way all at the same time on the same play in a moment where you had to have it.
My two biggest takeaways from yesterday as far as the offense was concerned, Dan, were pretty simple. Caleb Williams is the most elusive quarterback in the NFL, and then the other thing is Colston Loveland, Luther Burden III, 7 targets, 7 catches. Got to get more out of them. Got to see more of them. Do you concur?
What's been great about Luther is that, you know, when he catches the football, he's looking to punish someone after he gets it. And that happened a couple times. And it was definitely a tone-setting reception he had there late in the fourth quarter to kind of keep that momentum going in the right direction. And there was juice to the Bears in those final 7 minutes. And it was fun to see because we haven't always seen that. We didn't see it in week one, the last time they played this opponent that they have coming up this weekend, where it was like you had a chance to go put a game away and you didn't. And then all of a sudden yesterday, you just felt it build, you know, phase by phase by phase, offense, defense, special teams, back to the offense, whatever it took, they were going to get it done. And Burton was a part of that. Obviously, I think these are two back-to-back stacked performances for Loveland. You're starting to see that chemistry come together with Caleb. And these are the things that give your imagination life, where you see these young players with a lot of room for growth still contributing in a big way when games matter.
That is Dan Wiederer, whose next task, I think, will be after you guys made sure that the Bears just lost normal. Maybe now it's time for them to win normal.
Well said, Layla.
That is the next challenge, for sure. And we will be sure to have you on when they get that 9th victory, and we can have a full discussion on that word that you mentioned earlier that I won't say until there's 9 victories.
Well, and true to my form is, of course, I think it's the dude bringing it who got punched in the face twice by the team. Like, of course, that's where I find peace.
Layla's
in
also,
chaos.
Layla's also raised her hand. She's already on record, Dan, that when someday you and I, when things really dry up and the season is in the off season, our full breakdown of the 2018 season.
I got real post-mortem for you two, and I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you two interpreting it with one single game, because you got to look at the rest of the NFC playoffs, sir. The rest of it.
Layla believes heavily the Bears would have been stunted.
The Saints were robbed. I tell you.
Wait. What are we talking?
We're talking about 2018. Layla believes that the Bears would have been blitzed by the Saints if they had stayed alive in the
100%.
Playoffs.
100%.
Well, they would have had to go to L.A. the next week, and it looked like I've said for years that a lot of people have given – they're like, oh, if that kick goes in, the Bears win the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
They finished four victories short of the Super Bowl.
that's the point. Yeah, it was either L.A. or it was the Saints, and I was like, nah, they don't beat either of those teams. Yeah. And the only reason the Rams even won that game was because of the non-pass interference call. And, yeah, we'll get into it.
Don't let the numbers get in the way, Dan.
So win normal. Win normal is the next
thing. Allen Robinson agreed to be on our break. Down. I'm sure we could probably get Prince of Mukamara. Yeah, you in, Marshall?
No, okay.
And you know what? I want more slant routes retroactively for Allen Robinson, too, and that's another story.
Okay,
we'll suss that out. Dan, thank you.
Bye, Dan.
You got it, guys. See ya.
We want to let you know, caller 6 to the Scores contest line now, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets. Don't do it. We're too old.
Sorry.
They'll win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Sean Wright, hosted by me, Layla Rahimi. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Coming up next, it's time for our favorite show on the show. That's right. Inside the Locker Room with Mark Rohde.
Yes.
We're doing it next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
But.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, Inside the
Locker Room.
We have to do what Spiegel says. We have to wait for the low brass, even though this isn't hit and run. And it's not inside the clubhouse, but it is Rahimi Harrison Grody.
You know
and it
what I
is
picture?
Inside the locker room. We take you to a pleasant place.
I picture the kids from Charlie Brown, Peanuts, dancing to this music.
A little bit. I see where you're coming
from.
See
that, right?
Yeah. See where you're coming from. You're wrong, but...
No, it's not like the group dance where they're all dancing together.
They're all offbeat.
It's on its way. I hear the low brass in the distance.
Is No,
he's too busy right now preparing for a show and perhaps eating Chris Tannehill's chicken.
This week...
All right. right. So Mark Rohde was inside the Bears locker room yesterday after their loss. And I feel like even the stuff that we observed on the TV post-game shows was so good.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it was really like in there.
Yeah, it was a good locker room yesterday, obviously, after a win like that. Roma Dunze, 6 catches for 86 yards and a touchdown of the day. Everybody knows what was going on with Rome last year. Had to answer questions on behalf of his dad, James Odunze, who was putting out messages on social media indicating that he'd like to see his son get the ball a little bit more and how are we going to get the ball to him. And he had to answer those questions. We put that behind us, but the first question presented to Roma Dunze based on all of that was, what was it like to get the first read and catch of the game yesterday?
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
You know people were saying that, too.
I mean, I already know, man. I already know. I know what the trolls is on.
But it had to be nice, though, to after a game where you did not have a catch, that you played a huge part in this throughout the entire game, right up to the end. Obviously, we scored the touchdown.
Right. Yeah, man. Honestly, I just do my job. You know, I come out here trying to execute the plays and, you know, maximize the opportunities that come my way. I think I said the same thing last week when I had 0 catches. So, you know, that's really the mindset. That's really the goal at the end of the day, come out with a W. Again, I feel like I can be a massive contributor to that in the passing game. So does my dad and the run game and everything else as well.
Did it feel like you guys all tightened up your game in a good way in the fourth? Because there was drops throughout the entire game. It didn't seem like you guys were helping Caleb much throughout the game. Did it feel like that for everybody, that everybody just got serious in that fourth?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know. For me, at least, I don't think for our unit either, we look at it, you know, fourth quarter, first quarter, anything. We just look at the next play, the next opportunity that comes our way. Obviously, we didn't maximize, you know, some of those opportunities, you know, in the first and second, third quarter. But we were able to make some plays down the stretch to get us some field position and get a field goal and then, you know, have Caleb score at the end as well. So, obviously want to, you know, maximize those opportunities throughout the game. But at the end of the day, we're worried about the next play.
The thanks, Dad, and then for him to go back to it was pretty funny.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Rome is funny, though. Like, let's just call it what it is. Like, if you've ever seen any of the YouTube videos the Bears post, Rome is funny.
In a career?
So I'm glad he got to have some fun with that after a very productive game.
Yeah, and to see him be a big part. And look, he had a couple of drops himself, one that Caleb didn't make a terrific throw on, but like a few, it's happened a few times this year where it's like, Rome, you still got to make that play. But he had the 2-yard touchdown catch in the fourth inning, a big 15-yard catch that led to the Manungai touchdown, which seems like 8 days ago that occurred in the first quarter. Caught a 27-yarder in the second. I talked about the bad drop in the fourth quarter as well.
I just like that Roma Dunze is in this level of comfort in year two, which maybe he never got to in year one because, one, he was a rookie. Two, yeah, the team was very bad and during a 10-game losing streak, and he wasn't necessarily in rhythm with his quarterback in the way that he is now.
To our Twitch mob, Rome's hair is now in braids. So the fro, I think he grew out the fro quite a bit, so his hair grew very quickly. And last check, it was in braids yesterday.
I mean, when
so
you don't catch
it was in
pass,
Rose, Rose, actually.
Got to change something up. What's up, Twitchers?
Yeah, so I just wanted to let them know.
Mob.
Rome has changed up the hair. It looks sharp.
Yeah, it does. He's always looking good. Shall I take you further into the locker room? May I?
The deeper, the better.
May I?
That's inappropriate.
Standing very close.
You know what?
Standing very close.
I got a needle, Marshall, every now and then.
I love
like
when
a
you
needle.
Needle away.
Get him. Get him. Get him, Layla. Standing near Roma Dunze in the locker room was one Luther Burden, who had 3 catches for 51 yards and a huge 27-yard catch at the end. Here is a little bit of our conversation with Luther Burden.
What is it about you that you're able to make the most of the opportunities that you're given out there?
I mean, this is what I've been doing my whole life, man. It's football, man. I've been, you know, I haven't been in a great situation always. So, I mean, whatever situation I'm in, I feel like I can go out there and make something happen. That's what I do my whole life. So
your opportunities are probably going to go up as time goes on. But right now, I don't want to say they're minimal, but they're intermittent. So do you think about that? Like, when a play comes to me, I better make this play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like that's the biggest step coming from college, you know, because, I mean, college, you know, I was featured in the offense, and, you know, I'll just – next level, I'm just trying to find my way to, you know, help contribute to the team and, you know, help us go 1-0.
And then I didn't even ask you about the 27-yard play. What did you see? What was going through your mind on that play?
I saw man-to-man, and I saw me versus me, really. Get open, make a play, man. It's crucial time. You got to come down with it, whatever it takes, man. You got to make a play.
You versus you, what does that mean? How do you define that?
I feel like nobody can stop me but me.
That's right, and the ferocity with which he runs the ball, the moment, as Anthony Heron was talking about earlier, getting the right angle to catch the ball, making it easier to run with power. I love that part of Luther Burden's game, and I'm curious to see what he is like by the end of this season.
Also, is he wrong? Like, typically the Bears have beaten themselves, so I feel like he might be onto something.
Also, the fact that you just said that the Bears have beaten themselves, you know who doesn't beat himself? Luther Burden III. Mm-hmm. He's been targeted 18 times. He has 16 catches. Yeah. He has no drops.
Makes the most of it.
He every time it seems like they go to him, people get excited to see him with the ball in his hands. But more important, when Caleb Williams goes to him, he catches the football.
Well, and it was talked about earlier, Anthony Heron talked about how he's really good at catching the ball, just how he runs his route with the angle of anticipation. He's also a guy who just really knows how to use a physical mismatch to his advantage. And you think that as a rookie in the league, that that would be something that comes with a little more time. He played in the SEC, and credit to that level of competition, but the adjustment period has been virtually none. And consider this guy was injured for a lot of the offseason portion of the program. That makes it even more impressive.
And that might be the only reason he hasn't gotten more opportunities still. And Olamide Zaccheaus. But Zaccheaus, man, if he's got to step up a little bit, and that's why I say, like, what is Burden going to be when Game 17 rolls around? Is that it? Green Bay again this year?
Yeah. TBD.
When that rolls around, what is Luther Burden? And I'm fascinated to think about that as you're listening to Raheemy Harris and Grody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Not only are you listening to Raheemy Harris and Grody, this is the premier locker room show that you guys are listening to right now. Yeah. Love you, Bruce. So let's go. I think that this is...
It's inside the locker room.
That's right. The topic that I brought up to Cole Kmet is one that we have talked about. I think that people are thinking in terms of actual progress for this team. It's kind of minimal, but I asked Cole Kmet what I think people will think of as a familiar concept or question.
A popular narrative that's kind of existed with you guys is that you're winning games now that you guys would not have won last year or maybe even the year before. Do you agree with that as a point of progress for you guys?
Well, I mean, it's not. It's what's happening. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I look at games in the past that we've lost since I've been here, and you know, a lot of these we would have dropped, and but you know, now we're finding ways to win, and that's what you're gonna have to do in this league. So I mean, that was a big one for us. You know, 2-0 in November. I think kind of the sentiment is the season really doesn't start until November hits, and 2-0 now. And look, we all look at our schedule. We know that we got kind of a gauntlet of games coming up here, and I think we're all really excited about it because it's a chance to really prove that we are a good team in this league right now.
He knows about that gauntlet, man. I love that he's already cognizant of these games that are coming up. It's what's happening. He could not have said it better. It's what's happening. You're right, Cole Kmet.
No, he deserves this. Don't
take it away from
him. I need Cole Kmet to like wake up, look at himself in the mirror, and be like, A, I'm Cole Kmet, neat.
The whole
B, we won the damn game yesterday.
The whole Kmet family needs it.
He's the link to the past. And when I say the link to the past, no, you're laughing.
Him and Jalen.
But you got to understand, they were 8-8 his rookie season. They didn't have a losing record.
That's pretty amazing to consider. That was when Jimmy Graham was taking all his snaps, though. And everybody was like, where's Cole Kmet?
That's because they had to justify Jimmy Graham's billion-dollar salary.
I guess so.
And so even though he was a rookie and young and wasn't doing a whole lot.
Also, he wasn't taking care of the football. He's better now.
Who, Yimmy? Cole? Or I thought he was about Yimmy.
Yeah, Cole.
He's only got one drop this
season.
Got one drop this season. And so when I say linked to the past, not just the fact that they were 8-8, but they did play in a playoff game. I know a lot of people don't want to count the Saints loss as a playoff game.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But they played beyond the regular season. Got the MVP outright.
That's right. He got slimed, yo.
I want to see how Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet can both be used. You see how valuable he is on the touchdown run that Caleb Williams has. Cole Kmet basically goes from being a receiver to a guy that's making that run possible on that play. He's still a very valuable part of this team. And this whole team right now is coming into its own in terms of who has what role and how important that could be going forward.
Oh, yeah. It's the last games against the Lions this year.
My bad. I put Packers in your head.
It's been against the Packers for like a million
years.
No,
like literally the last 2 years. The finale was because they lost 2 years ago. In a bad loss, and then last year obviously was the great Thomas Brown game.
Way to write the script, NFL. Yeah. Of course, you put the Lions game at the end after the Bears got beat the way they did, allowing 52 points. Way to do that. So they're going to have to wait all season for their inevitable revenge.
It's going
to
be a much closer game.
Inevitable revenge, Robbie.
You said the great Thomas Brown game. I said, yes, that one game.
That one game.
That
yes.
He won.
Hey, man, that is, I keep saying it's a trivia question, but if the Bears, you know, the Bears got to continue to beat the Packers or Thomas Brown will just be the coach that beat the Green Bay Packers,
also,
period.
Also, thanks to Thomas Brown, the Bears were undefeated in 2025 until...
The Vikings Monday
yeah,
night.
Yeah,
the first game of the season
yeah, I was like, wait,
is what you were looking
was
for.
The first game. I was trying to remember what date it was. September 8th, 11th, something along the lines.
I don't know.
Point is,
they lost.
Thanks to Thomas Brown, the Bears were undefeated for a long time in the year of 2025.
Did you say Thomas Jones, or was that just in my head?
That was in your head. Yeah. She said Brown.
Oh, she did.
You know what I'm going to say next?
Thomas Jones.
Meatball machine.
Wait.
Another last minute win.
Are they good, Robbie?
Oh, the meatballs, this is a happy group of meatballs here today.
Because the last time we did this, they had won, but they weren't that happy, right?
Happy balls.
It was both. That's also inappropriate.
Oh, was it?
Meatballs are next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
We ask you every Sunday to leave us your voice messages. You don't have to do it at the end of the game. You could do it during the game and then just call back. It's cool. Meatball machine doesn't judge. It doesn't talk back. It's just there. It's there for your personal notes. So, without further ado, the meatball machine.
This game is like nothing more than a stinky toilet getting flushed.
Honestly, it's what Jackson Dart did to our defense, making it look like a fart, a smelly sieve that has holes everywhere and needs like a lot of help. However, we flush this game. We literally flush it from our brains because there is a savior. There is literally a cleaner of all things, the thing you need to come in at the end of the game and fix it all and scrub the bowl clean. We have the scrubber, we have the cleaner, we have the fix-it guy, we have the wolf, we have Caleb Williams. We have the ultimate equalizer, the guy that can fix everything. It's a new era as a Bears fan.
Can you believe we live in an era where Caleb Williams is being described as a toilet cleanser?
Yeah, because today is a Plumber's 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips.
I thought he redeemed himself, though, with the Wolf Pulp Fiction reference.
No, I thought it was all good. And also, you know how I feel about this after traveling to many different countries. We're undefeated in plumbing in the United States. Shout out your plumbers.
Amen.
I love analogies.
Caleb, you dog, let's go. What a block by Komet. He thought he was going to get the ball, and then Caleb ran it, and what a beautiful block. Let's go, Bears!
You know, for the first time in I don't know how long, when the Bears were down in the fourth quarter and we had the ball, I knew that the Bears were going to win. Not last week, not any time before this season. When I saw the game today, I said, Caleb Williams is going to lead this team down and get a touchdown when they need it. I can't tell you what that has done for my anxiety, for my optimism about life. The Bears are winning when they shouldn't win. They would lose these games last year. How many years before this? They're not losing now. Go Bears, Mob. Bears.
Meatball machine, repeat offender. All I have to say is big time players make big time plays. I'm off of Caleb's back.
Oh man, what a game. What a win. Now, yeah, they played down to their competition again. They didn't look that great against a really bad Giants team. But I gotta say something here. I saw a lot of fun stuff today. I saw some great play out of Colston Loveland, who's not getting the ball enough. I saw, once again, Kyle Manungai running like a demon uphill. I saw some really nice pass catching and a rebound game from Roma Dunze. And I saw some badass blitzing from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You know, for as much as a pain in the ass as he was when he was on the Saints those years ago when he was drawing bear penalties, and now he's doing this and big flowers for Caleb Williams. You know, I think he really should just start playing the whole game like he does in crunch time in the fourth quarter because, man, come back, kid. I love it. Good, better, best, Mob Bears.
Caleb is the guy. That's Timothy Hamilton. We can't deny it. At the end of the games, if it's anywhere close, he's going to do it. I wish he can translate that to the rest of the game. But until then, as long as he keeps doing this, I'm good. Man. Great win. Bear down. Let's keep it going. Yada-da.
For as many weeks in a row as I have tried to emotionally protect myself in justifying Caleb Williams not being the long-term solution at quarterback for the Chicago Bears, he once again continues to put on impressive performances in the fourth quarter. And as my guy Stacey King once said, big time players make big time plays, baby. Holy heck, I'm in. I'm sold. Caleb Williams is the future. Ben Johnson finds a way again. Bears.
I'm not going to lie. I had to walk away at that last drive when there was 8 minutes left on the clock and we were down 20-0. I was frustrated. I love these hosts. These win, dirty wins are nice. That's what they are. They're dirty wins. They're not clean wins. They're dirty wins. But I like it. But I don't like it at the same time. What I can't stand is everybody dropping the ball. Everybody. If anybody complains about Caleb Williams today, anybody complains about overthrowing or bad throws or anything like that, I'm going to say, you know what? It's also on the receivers to catch the ball when it's right in your hand in the end zone. Go Bears.
Meatball machine. How many times do I have to watch the Chicago Bears
play so poorly for 3.5 quarters, down 20-10, 8 minutes left, Giants have the ball, Russell, the motor coach, Mobility Wilson, is in the game, and somehow, some way, the Bears come back victorious. And we're supposed to forget all 3.5 quarters of what trash we watch? As Grody would say, it's not sustainable. But I'm still happy. Meatball!
And the last meatball here, Marshall. Someone wants to give you a message.
Marshall Harris. Are the Steelers still going to the Super Bowl?
I didn't even have to say it.
I didn't even have to say it.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
Marshall Harris. Are the Steelers still going to the Super Bowl?
I said the Super Bowl was their ceiling. Oh. That's what I said.
Compare that with Kevin Harlan saying, come on, Marshall. It's
a direct quote.
Come on, Marshall.
Why did that guy sound like he was the dude from Saw?
Like, Marshall Harris, do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
He's right, though. And if he were the dude from Saw, then that's an excellent use of his resources.
Do you want to play a game?
Oh, that's good. Right?
Do you really want the Steelers to win? How bad?
Are the Steelers still going to the Super Bowl?
I think he did it on purpose, actually.
How bad do you want the Steelers to win the Super Bowl? Good, better, best.
I don't even have the Steelers going to the Super Bowl. That wasn't my pick.
No, we are not gonna prevent good, better, best. Good, better, best is sacred. We can't be making it sacred.
Good, better, best.
It's just wholesome.
I'll do all my voices.
No, good, better, best. Hey, serial killer, good, better, best.
That's a good point.
It's wholesome. Bane? The kids are saying
I like the Bane.
No, it's from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Good, better, best. Oh, good.
I've never even tried that one. That was not bad.
I like the Bane, good, better, best.
Stop villaining good, better, best.
I'm not going to
lie. Good, better, best.
Ever since the little kid set up for a soccer team in New Jersey, I can't.
Give me the never let it rest.
Oh, wait. Is she a great big fat person?
Oh, wait.
What?
See? See what happens when you try to serial kill things?
Yeah. That's from Silence of the Lambs. That's, what's his name? Big Bob?
Enough. No. Are there any more meatballs? Did we just derail this?
I can play this one again.
Marshall Harris. Are the Steelers still going to the Super Bowl?
I said that's their ceiling. My pick for the Super Bowl was not that. It was the
what?
Rams over the Bengals.
Who else is ceiling, though?
And then Joe Burrow got hurt.
But the only team that you said on record has a ceiling of the Super Bowl is Aaron Rodgers's Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, I just said because you guys are talking bad about them, I think they could go to the Super Bowl.
You also said that Tyreek Stevenson could be a Pro Bowler. And
I did.
Coach Amar Marshall might be onto something
He had a rough game. He's hurt, okay? He's not injured,
No.
But he's hurt.
But he's getting there. Yeah, Coach Amar Marshall had a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you really love the meatball machine, you're like, wow, I want to send a message. Go to the Odyssey app, leave a voice message on the 670 The Score page, and you can be featured every single Monday when we react to games.
Also, we have a hot goss from a texter. It's not a meatball. They saw Chris Getz at the airport because GM meetings are happening, and they said that they told him to sign Kyle Tucker. And I was like, what else did he say?
That'd be a good move by the White Sox in a lot of ways.
Quadruple their payroll in one fell swoop.
Okay, and of course, Buffalo Bill. I don't know
they
why
said,
I said
I don't know.
Bob.
I talked to him about my job, so we just have to wait and see if he pulls this off. I like your dedication. I like it.
And that's White Sox on the score.
Give me the hot goss about what you guys tell Chris Getz. I'm very interested. I think, you know, two people who would be as well, because we got into a baseball fight last week.
It
was a baseball fight, kind of. I don't know.
Whatever.
It was a good.
It was a heated baseball talk.
It was a spirited conversation.
That's all it was.
About Luis Robert. I have a feeling we'll have more next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.